Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
2 weeks of pondering and watching and listening to what's happening globally and at home, and while I'm tempted to take on at home, I must move to the one that drives me nuts as I drive around and listen to the radio and sit at home and watch my tube and occasionally look at the internet, getting bombarded with what I just can't explain, not even close. It does start to scare me that it crosses the line into the famous saying by Tip O'Neill, all politics are local. And I swear, if I ever have to get up and protest on this one, you can be sure I will be in the front of the line. What is being tossed about isn't anything new to you if you've set of eyes and ears. Its being came into existence when the first male transgender decided he wanted to compete in women's sports. And now that he's full of all the other hormones or whatever, the key word is whatever. Whatever is the face of this young woman who's a professional boxer after getting the crap beat out of her by a guy posing as a girl, hence a transgender. Her face looked like it had been hit by a train and then the train backed up and ran all over again. Right away, and anyone with a brain would say this is BS. Personally, I wouldn't want to get into the ring with a female professional boxer as I know she'd kick the crud out of me. That's today, of course. But if I was a 25-year-old buck working out, lifting weights, and had some training, I still wouldn't get in the ring with a young woman at my age. Now it's a political football, and the Dems are trying to move this concept forward in Texas. Good luck. When I got a look at my birth certificate a long time ago, it had a lot of information that 99% on all birth certificates. Happy to say mine said I was a male. I competed in boys and men's sports and worked most of them. It was okay. Most of all, I was just a little smaller until I hit 18 or so, and hard-hitting sports was not on my list. And I remember when I played my first woman racquetball player. She was good, really good, and I was just learning the game, so she kicked my butt. I played side-by-side and co-ed racquetball, and that was a blast, but I have a hard time wrapping my head around a biological man competing as a woman against a woman in racquetball or any sport. Somewhere along the line, it has been proven that the male body has something, in fact, a lot of things that the female body doesn't have, and vice versa. I'm really tired of having to convince anyone that this situation in their lives, they're really confused. I'd like to tell them to have their own LGBTQ Olympics in their own backyard. Set their own records for crying out loud. The fact that these dudes or dudettes shatter high school and college women's record already is enough to shut off the valve of this insanity. And at the end of the day, where is the world going? We can't tell when a fetus is born for life. We can't tell when a man is a woman. And I've run out of fast 3 minutes understanding what could be coming next, because you just can't make this stuff up. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.